Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we leave the smoldering ruins of Jericho, there are three brief lessons before we move on. Lesson number one, the curse on Jericho, the city who knew God wanted in and decided to try to keep him out, something commonly done by people in every age, that curse would linger on. Quote, "Cursed be the man before the Lord," intoned Joshua, "who rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest he shall set up the gates." Joshua 6:26. Like a haunted house in the neighborhood, everyone knew. 500 years would roll, and the sun would bleach the ruins, but the curse remained. Then, in the days of wicked Ahab, a man from Bethel named Hiel decided to defy the curse and found it to be exactly true. 1 Kings 16, verse 34. But the news of Jericho's defeat quickly got around, and the conclusion was as follows, quote, "So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout all the country." Verse 27. This is lesson two. The more of God's revelation people receive, the greater their responsibility. Every Israelite victory was another appeal to the Canaanites. Quote, "Now therefore be wise, O kings, kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." Psalm 2, verses 10 through 12. Lesson number three is regarding Rahab. Do you wonder what happened to her? Did she become a scullery maid? Not exactly. The woman called the harlot received an offer of marriage from the most eligible bachelor in Israel, the Prince of Judah, and was placed directly in the Messiah's lineage. That's what happened to me too. God accepted me into his family, and Jesus, the true Prince of Judah, invited me to be part of his bride. It's okay to shout, hallelujah.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.